I got a couple of emails from concerned people in Coffs Harbour about a trucking company up there, and I spoke about it yesterday. The email detailed Crampo's Tippers, based at Coffs Harbour. My listener said the company and its director, John Crampton, was breaking the law in allowing drivers to drive for too long without brakes. He said sometimes the drivers work all day and most of the night. He told me that Crampo's Tippers does a lot of work for the RMS and for the local roadworks via Boral. He alleged Boral turns a blind eye. We got in touch with Boral, who said Boral's compliance audit team conducts regular audits of all our contracted transport operators, including Crampo's. No significant issues were identified by Boral. Well, I would say to Boral, you must have your bloody eyes closed, based on what I now know. But they also lease land owned by Crampo's Tippers, so maybe they're being a bit compliant, given that he's their landlord. My listener told me that this bloke, the principal John Crampton and Crampo's Tippers, were due to face Downing Centre local court Monday, June 26, not that long ago. Now, John Crampton, on behalf of his company, faced Magistrate Joanne Keogh. There were 36 charges of contravening maximum work requirements or minimum rest requirements. Now, the case does go back 2 years. It's taken 2 years to bring it to court. Crampton and Crampo's Tippers were fined a total of $67,700. So much for Boral having a really strong investigation into Crampo's Tippers. I think they need to go back to the investigation. Maybe the New South Wales Rugby League is doing the investigation on behalf of Boral. That's the only explanation. We got in touch with the RMS, who were prosecuting Crampton and Crampo's Tippers. They said Roads and Maritime Services carried out an investigation into Crampo's Tippers in June of 2015 after feedback from the community. The investigation resulted in prosecution of the company and its director for offences relating to driver fatigue and exceeding the amount of time driving without a rest break. The matter's been dealt with by the court and convictions were accorded with fines of more than $60,000. Well, as I said, the magistrate has fined them $67,700. They then went on to say compliance and enforcement activities will continue to be carried out across New South Wales to make sure that road users are safe. Well, we can be thankful for that, I guess. Now, it goes on. And this is a bit strange. We approach Crampo's Tippers for comment. We originally thought it was just 29 charges, and that's what we said to their lawyers. But now we are told by the court that Mr. Crampton and Crampo's Tippers pleaded guilty to a total of 36 charges, 18 against the company and 18 against the individual. Now, the lawyer acting for Mr. Crampton and Crampo's Tippers sent this to me. Your information is incorrect. Crampo's Tippers and John Crampton each pled guilty. Well, it's pleaded guilty, actually, but anyway, he may just do conveyancing up there, to 18 charges relating to matters that occurred some years ago. Yes, they did occur some years ago, old mate, but the matter was dealt with on the 26th of June, which isn't some years ago, you dope. Given your source can't even get those details right, perhaps you might wish to consider how reliable the remainder of what they've said has... I just can't believe that a lawyer, I don't know his name, but like I said, he's probably doing conveyancing on Coffs Harbour and in his part-time thinks that he's Perry Mason. Crampo's Tippers and John Crampton absolutely deny the allegations as to their employer's work and absolutely deny. The court found them guilty and fined them $67,700. You dope. You should be aware that false accusations such as this, broadcast on a station like yours, will have significant commercial consequences for the company. Well, Perry, you know, truly, they've been found guilty. Now, I don't know what avenue of law you actually specialise in, but it's obviously not defamation either. Because I can't have a significant commercial consequence for your client. They've been fined $60,700 by the Downing Centre local court via the magistrate. Not me. So your threats of defamation fall on deaf ears. They fall on deaf ears. Given that they're utterly untrue, he says, I'm instructed to take any such action that may be necessary should they be broadcast. Well, go for your life, mate. Do your best. June 26, Crampo's and Crampo's Tippers were fined $67,700. My next port of call will be Boral, who told me yesterday Boral's compliance unit team conducts regular Audits of all our contracted transport operators, including Crampo's. No significant issues were identified. Well, for God's sake, don't let Dave Trodden do the investigation for you, Borrell. Do it yourself and get it done. Fair dinkum. I mean, I often get threatened with defamation, and sometimes people follow through on it. We've got to go to the Supreme Court to defend ourselves. But here's a company, fined $67,700 by a local court magistrate for not complying with the law, 36 charges of contravening maximum work requirement or minimum rest requirement, and their legal eagle, he's here telling me that I might be sued. And they absolutely deny the allegations. Well, they better deny it to the local court at Downing Centre because they found them guilty. Unfortunately for you. 131873 is the open line number, 2gb.com. Click onto the feedback icon if you'd like to join us. As I said, I don't know the lawyer's name, but deal with, you know, low court matters up there and don't get involved in the big stuff because you don't know what you're talking about. 131873 is the open line number, 2gb.com. I just thought about who else I could call him. Not just Perry Mason, but Alan Shaw from Boston Legal. This could be Alan. Although Alan's a really good lawyer. I got a phone call during the news from Craig at Yeranga. And he runs a company called Crampo's Transport along with his family. They're a distant relation to the other Crampo. They've just asked me to make it clear that they have no association with Crampo's Tippers. They're from Yeranga. Crampo's Tippers, obviously, from Coffs Harbour. So if you're dealing with Crampo's Transport, you're dealing with an entirely different company. No connection in the business sense with Crampo's Tippers. So you can use Crampo's Transport with some surety. Sounded like a nice young bloke, Craig. So, Craig, hope that clarifies that for you. We went back to Crampo's, this story about John Crampton and Crampo's Tippers at Coffs Harbour. And we got a statement from Borrell, who employ this bloke and his company, telling us everything was hunky-dory yesterday. So we went back to them this morning and said, well, it's not really. He's been fined, along with his company, $67,000 for operating outside the law. So they've now issued a statement to us. Borrell can confirm it has now been contacted by RMS New South Wales. RMS had advised the outcome of the legal proceedings against John Crampton and Crampo's Trailers relating to offences dating back to 2015. Borrell is considering the findings and will continue to work with the RMS and its contracts to ensure that Borrell's high safety standards continue to be maintained, its compliance system not compromised. Well, of course, the reason we went back to Borrell, they told us just everything was wonderful. They couldn't find any fault. Well, he pleaded guilty, the company and the individual, to 36 charges after Borrell, as I said, had some sort of quasi-investigation. Well, let's hope this next investigation is much better than the previous investigation.